On the show today, we have San Francisco Federal Credit Union Stephen Stapp on the show talking about his credit union's incredible turnaround. So check it out. I saw you at the recent NAFQ Strategic Growth Conference down here in my neck of the woods in San Diego, and I just really enjoyed your presentation. I was like, got to get that guy on the show. This is a really good story.
Thank you. It was really a great conference, and we've had some really great results here in San Francisco. Not easy being a credit union in a major metropolitan city, but we've made it work here.
Yeah, you are exactly right. And it's a you know, San Francisco is a pricey place to live, much like San Diego. And you guys have really done a good job in getting, I don't want to say getting around it, but working with it and yeah, helping out your members afford to live there, you know? So it's pretty cool stuff. And so tell me, I mean, we're going to kind of start from the beginning here. I mean, tell me about your credit union situation prior to 2008. What was going on, especially, you know, operating as a you guys, I think in your presentation, you say you guys are operating as like a savings club or something like that. Fill us in.
Sure. Okay. Prior to 2008, San Francisco Federal Credit Union were a community chartered here in San Francisco. But we were a very conservative credit union. So really lending wasn't the forte of the credit union. So we had about 32% loan to share ratio. And the credit union just wanted to maintain kind of a real conservative balance sheet.
Okay.
So largely, you know, everything was going into investments. And when there's a strong yield curve and we can make a good spread, that's not such a bad gig.
Sure.
But as you know, in the current rate environment, that would be very, very difficult to make any ROA.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably the bad news of that. But the good news was, as the economy crashed and many loan portfolios went south, yeah, we didn't have that issue here at the credit union.
There's your silver lining.
There's a silver lining. So that really allowed us to then change up the strategy without having a problem, to then say, hey, we really need to be more aggressive in our lending. We really need to build our lending portfolio. And we originally targeted to, well, let's get to 50% loan to share. So mm-hmm, it was really kind of changing up that philosophy. And the philosophy was, let's not leave any stone unturned mm-hmm in this process. Let's look at every lending opportunity that comes our way. Let's look at and still maintaining that conservative balance sheet.
Right. Yeah.
So again, we've grown our portfolio tremendously, but our delinquency actually at the height of 2010 was just under 1%, and now we're back down to 0.3%.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
And so we have a really strong portfolio, but it was really, let's turn this thing around to really maximize our potential and mm-hmm really to benefit our members and the potential of the community membership here in San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
What triggered this turn in philosophy? I mean, what started it all? Because it sounds like, again, you guys were operating basically as a savings club, but now yeah, all of a sudden let's fire up the lending engine.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, the dynamic was, it was a change of CEO. The prior CEO had retired.
Mm-hmm.
So the credit union had hired me as a CEO.
Okay.
I had worked at two very successful credit unions, Redwood Credit Union in Santa Rosa mm-hmm and the Golden One Credit Union in Sacramento.
Yeah. Wow.
And so they had, you know, really had taught me what the model was for having strong loan growth, being a community partner. And, mm-hmm, and that's what I pitched to the board of directors during my interview process was, you know, let's turn this credit union around. Let's be more inclusive of the community. And that will then empower us mm-hmm to have better financial results.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. So, I mean, you mentioned in your talk, though, that there's no silver bullet in turning a credit union around or in your case, starting a new philosophy. I mean, so what was, I mean, you mentioned a few of the items just in your previous answer. I mean, so did all those things kind of combined kind of create what San Francisco Federal Credit Union is today?
Yeah, actually looking at it can be very overwhelming. Originally when we looked at in 2009, all the things that we needed to do, I mean, it was a list of about 120 items.
Oh my goodness.
So, you know, there's no way we could do that many yeah items. So I would probably say that the key for us was really getting a very comprehensive strategic plan together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, we looked at that, you know, that entire list, and we said, well, what can we do in 1 year slices, and what, you know, how can we get to a 5 year goal? Mm-hmm. And so it was really prioritizing those projects and really having a discipline for a strategic plan. We review our strategic plan on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. As we finish up a particular project that's strategic, we'll look at the list of strategic projects and reprioritize that mm-hmm. list mm-hmm. so that we're constantly maximizing our resources to move the credit union forward. Mm-hmm. So then and through that process, we did a lot of different things to improve the overall performance of the credit union. So the key was that strategic planning process. Monthly we meet. We every year we present the plan to the board. Mm-hmm. Every quarter we give them a written update. Mm-hmm. But it's just not something that we put on the shelf and it goes away. It's something that we're actively looking at mm-hmm. And talking to our entire staff about. We give them we load it onto our computer system and we give them access to our entire plan and our results so that they're all on the same page as we are.
Wow, it sounds like they're all vested in it. They're kind of part of the process, it sounds like.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, I will lay out the plan and show it to them all. And then we will, you know, we have this online tool where they can then look at to see the results. And that really brings us all together, all on the same page.
Mm-hmm. And I bet they appreciate that.
Yeah, there's really, you know, and I tell them there's no stealth projects. Yeah. You know, other than if we were looking at a merger, and then once we sign the merger deal, it becomes mm-hmm. an active project. But it allows everybody... it allows us to maximize our resources and also making sure that, you know, somebody's not working on a project that's really not adding value mm-hmm. to strategic growth.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, in the beginning, looking at that list of, you know, 100 or so projects and then trying to prioritize that must have been a challenge in itself, you know, seeing, okay, what can we do now? What can we put off until later that would be most beneficial? I mean, that process must have been quite an undertaking.
Yeah, that was, and it, you know, that process started as I brought in really the entire management group. We all identified projects. We put them all up on the wall. We then sorted them into like projects so that we could, you know, narrow that list down. Yeah. And then we just kind of took out the, you know, a 5 year plan and said, well, what do we need to do right now? Mm-hmm. What do we need to do in the next year? What do we need to do in year three? Mm-hmm. But, and we laid that out, but then each and every year we reevaluate that list so that we're just not on automatic pilot, but we're actually evaluating it and making sure we're doing the best and highest priority.
Is that list, is it kind of a dynamic list, meaning it's always changing, it's always evolving? Because it sounds like, I mean, because new things come up and old things kind of change a little bit. I mean, I bet it's kind of it's a dynamic, evolving.
Absolutely. It is always evolving and changing. And we're looking at the, you know, our environment, what's changing in our environment. And that's why we reprioritize that list, you know, the entire list every year, but even every month as a project is completed, we relook at that list to say, what is the next best list? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's an item that wasn't ever on the original list because something has changed in the industry or mm-hmm. something's changed in our environment and such. And so, you know, a good thing, we are now doing a mortgage program up to 100% loan to value.
I heard about that.
That was not on our list. Yeah. But as we looked at what was happening here in our environment, you know, individuals, the cost of rent was going up a lot. People couldn't come up with a down payment, but they had the monthly income. So we kept challenging ourselves as to say, well, why not? Why can't we put a program together to make this work? Mm-hmm. And that's what we did.
Especially with the real estate prices in your neck of the woods, my goodness, it ain't cheap to live there. But boy, when you can do it 100% loan, my gosh, that's really puts a lot of people's minds at ease, so to speak, to like get into something that they've been dreaming about.
Right, and get them out of that landlord, you know, rent cycle.
Yeah,
and because rents are going up here in San Francisco anywhere between 5 to 10% a year.
That's amazing,
and so. They're tracking faster than people can keep up. So mm-hmm. if they're able to buy a property, now they're able to start building equity.
And you guys are right there to help them out. I like it.
That's right.
Since you've embarked on this transformation, can you provide us with some of your results? I mean, you mentioned that the delinquency was down to like 0.3% or something like 0.3.
Yeah.
So any other results that you can share with us?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We've had some really fantastic results. One is our lending portfolio. So we've been growing our loan portfolio at 15% plus each year. Mm-hmm. So now our loan-to-share ratio, I'm proud to say, we're at 60% on our way to 75%. But, you know, and we came from that 32% area. Our membership growth has been phenomenal. When I first got here, we were losing between 1% to 2% membership each year.
Oh,
that had been a trend for about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
So we recognized that we really needed to turn that around. So slowly but surely, we started turning that around. This last year, we had 12% membership growth. So
can I interrupt you? How did you do that? How did you turn that around? I mean, I think you mentioned in your presentation there's a lot of branding. You've really upgraded the credit union. Can you share?
It was really a kind of a top to bottom looking at our organization. We rebranded the credit union. We got much more involved in community development and community outreach projects. So originally our baseline was about 200 hours we were giving back to the community. Now we're giving back 1,200 hours. So we're much more involved in the community. We've done a lot of business outlay. We've done a couple of new branches in some key areas here in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And then new products. And I think, you know, as I said, it's not one thing that's gotten us our membership growth. But it's a couple of these succession areas that we've done, as well as we've done a couple small mergers. We did a merger of about $12 million in assets and another in just around $2 million
mm-hmm.
in assets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really helped us, you know, prepare for bringing on other credit unions into our fold as well. But,
cool.
You know, I get 12% membership growth. When I proposed that we needed to grow membership and turn it around, you know, the 3 to 4%, we knew that would be a tough task. Nobody ever believed we could get to 12%.
I know, that's pretty phenomenal. My gosh! So what are some keys to your success? I mean, I think I remember you saying in your presentation that there were some like chairs in the lobby or something. There was a bench or something that was kind of well worn. You're like, well, how long has this been here? Let's replace it. You know, let's like make the place look good or something along those lines.
The key, as you know, San Francisco is such a dynamic community, but we were just kind of old and stale looking. You're right, our lobby chairs were broken. Our corporate colors were gray and mustard. And,
oh boy.
And so we did no marketing. We did no community outreach. So it was kind of like we were hiding in this very dynamic marketplace. And, you know, in San Francisco, if you're not out there and if you're not bold, you're just like everybody else and you're just going to get buried.
Yeah.
So It was really turning that around and saying, all right, we're going to come out with a much bolder look and feel. We're going to redesign our main branch location, our corporate facilities, give our own self-esteem. We did some new branches in the new colors, marketing out into the community, and then actively working out in the community and talking to people, connecting with them one-on-one, and that has just really helped us out. We use another tool here in San Francisco. Yelp is very, very prevalent here for people looking for, you know, dry cleaning, restaurants, and credit unions.
Yeah.
And so we started a big campaign of getting additional Yelp reviews. It moved us up on the list,
really?
And that helps drive membership coming to our credit union as well.
Wow, it's been that effective, huh?
Because
a lot of people are like, they're kind of iffy on Yelp, but it sounds like in your neck of the woods, it's pretty significant.
Yeah. I will tell you, before I go to a restaurant, I will Yelp that restaurant. I'll decide whether that's the restaurant that I want to go and eat at. And the comments are great, and, you know, looking at the stars, and that's what we really felt was really important. And there's not a huge cost to that.
No.
But there's a outreach.
There's a huge upside.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. All right. To wrap up here, Stephen, can you provide credit unions with any advice, kind of ones that are kind of going through the same situation you were going through and wanting to experience the type of growth that you guys have experienced?
Yeah, you know, and part of some of it is just kind of some of the traditional that I would say. Do a SWOT analysis. Look at what your strengths are. What are your weaknesses? What are your opportunities? What are your threats? You know, get really real with your, you know, dynamics and situation, with your staff, with what's happening in the community, and then really come up with a solid strategic plan. And you know, that plan, you got to get input from your staff, you got to get input from your management, you got to get input from your board, but make sure it's a plan that you can do.
Yeah.
You can do in that 1 year slice, you can do in the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, and really then, you know, there's no secret, but you got to work hard. You know, and you got to get, you know, I always say I only got two hands that I can work, but I've got, you know, now 140 staff. So if we all pitch in on the same direction, then we're going to get this done. So then it's really getting everybody involved into the same aspect.
Exactly. Great message to end on, Stephen. Thank you so much.